was searching for an animal that I could reveal its secret life, and the wolf was perfect. I had done films on beavers and cougars and undersea subjects, but the wolf was so much more. It, you know, it's a pack animal, it's intelligent, and it goes on and on.
Both of you lived out in a tent, in a yurt, and you were part of the pack. How long were you out there?
We were there for 6 years. If you went out into the wild and try to film wolves, they're so wary of people. They're so cautious that they change their natural behavior when they feel they're being observed. So we wanted to film and study their social behavior. And so we raised these wolves from pups, bottle feeding them from the moment they opened their eyes. We got to get into a pack of wolves, into their lives, and study their social behavior.
And what was that like? What did you learn that you didn't know before?
We really learned how family-oriented they are, how bonded they are to each other, how compassionate and caring they are. You know, we as humans already now understand that elephants, great apes, whales, dolphins experience the same kind of family social bond. And it's about time that we recognize that in our North American gray wolf. We're really lucky to have an animal like that. It's not only a keystone species, animals in the environment depend on it, but it also lives its life not very different than ours. It's very easy to watch wolves and not only see your family pet, the dog, which is directly descended from wolves, but also to see your office coworkers at times squabbling.
Now, you formed some pretty strong bonds with some of these wolves. Which ones stood out for you that you remember?
I think for me, Lakota was really special. He was the Omega wolf. He was at the bottom of the pack. He was always picked on. He was the underdog. He was just the ultimate underdog. He also, interestingly, was the instigator of play to kind of diffuse the tension. And it was just really nice observing him and being around him and kind of cheering him on at times.
Now, in the end, what happened to the pack after all the filming was done?
The end of the project?
Yeah.
It was conducted on Forest Service land, and our permits had expired, but we knew we were going to have to find a permanent home for the wolves. The Nez Perce tribe in northern Idaho was brought into the picture, and the wolves were moved up there into a similar situation where they could live out their lives.
All the footage that you got with all this time with the wolves, you turned into a series of films.
We produced three films on the Sawtooth Pack. The last one came out in 2005. And we received three Emmys for those films. And Jamie actually got an Emmy for her soundtracks, the recordings of the wolf howls and the vocalizations.
What was the response that you got when the films came out and people learned, I think, something new about wolves?
The response when the films came out and our books has been really quite tremendous. I think one of the most important things is, you know, we've been approached by hunters who have said, you know, wow, you know, I've always wanted to kill a wolf, but I can't now. I didn't realize they were such family animals, that they had a bond, that they cared about each other. So that's been very important to us. And, you know, just people who didn't know and that are now learning that wolves really are these caring social beings. And that's the most important thing to us, what we walk away with from people learning about our films, that we really do need wolves. And, you know, we need them on the landscape. And there are ways to live with wolves. And this new book of ours, The Hidden Life of Wolves, we touch on that, on ranching solutions, ways we can get along with wolves, amongst other things.
And with everything you've seen and everything that you've gone through, what's your prediction for the future of wolves?
Well, the future lies with children. And we go to schools often and speak and give our presentation. And I think that that's where the future is. The younger generations, they understand all this.
But yes, if it were up to the adults, I don't think wolves would have much of a chance.